Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah, I think both the teams like their matchup here. I think the Chargers not playing their guys today. I think they wanted to go to New England and play against this Patriots team. The Patriots don't have a great pass rush. The Chargers are a little weak up front. I think they like that matchup, and I think for New England, they feel like our defense will be able to get some stops, and I think they love their offense.
This Devin McCourty on Sunday Night Football. The Chargers like the matchup with the Patriots. The Dome West Coast team flying east Sunday Night Football. Going to be about 30 degrees, Mr. Herbert. Careful what you wish for. But the Patriots also like their matchup with the Chargers. WEEI Afternoons, Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens.
He made it through the snow.
Dude, there's a
whiteout.
There's a blizzard on the pike, kid.
Glad you made it.
Yeah, it'll be done at like 2:15 and then it'll be gorgeous.
Oh, perfect.
Because welcome to New England.
Perfect. But, obviously, we're starting Patriots-Chargers. It is a massive week.
We're not going to do Bruins?
We're not doing – we'll do a little Bruins. We'll touch on a little Swayman because I like to rant when he gives up six-plus goals. It's always fun to acknowledge those
– Elite goaltender stuff.
Is he? He was elite for like a couple weeks there in like November, and now he's stopped.
By the way, he's
elite.
Your boy.
He is not my boy. He's Arcan's boy. He is Arcan's boy through and through.
Yeah, but I've strep throat, so it's not mine.
But we'll get to Swayman and the Bruins later, the Celtics later. Adam Schefter will join us at 3:45. Great day to talk to him with everything that's going on in the National Football League. The firings, the stunning firing, if you listen to some, of John Harbaugh down in Baltimore. But we start with Jim Harbaugh and the Chargers coming to Gillette Stadium.
Ooh, boy, this is going to be a matchup.
14-3, Fitzy. 14 wins for your New England Patriots a year after, in case you haven't heard, they only won four games.
What?
Fired Gerard Mayo.
No.
Really overhauled everything. The roster, the captains, the leadership, the coaching, everything gone.
What do you think is a bigger surprise? Not the fact that they got so many brains in the room, and it sounds now like there could be a little bit of a brain drain on the coaching staff because Peoples is already requesting to talk to some of the coaches. But what do you think was a bigger surprise? How much of the roster they gutted overall, or the purging of the captains so as to be able to create the new leadership and culture in Foxesboro?
For me, it's easy. It's the leadership. It's the captains.
Exact same.
The roster sucked. We knew the roster sucked. You won four games in consecutive years because the talent wasn't very good. So, you know, new coaches come in. They want to turn it over. When it's a really bad roster, they do even more of that. That's fine. Expected. But to just say, David Andrews, thanks for coming to the press conference where they introduced me, get the hell out. Joe Cardona, thanks for coming to the press conference where they introduced me, get the hell out. Jonathan Jones, have fun in Washington. Like, just getting rid of all the leadership of this team, basically not named Hunter Henry and Marcus Jones. Like, everybody else, get the hell out.
So Peppers, if you were a captain Duggar, last year, like, you obviously carried the 2024 captain virus.
Yeah.
So they wanted to get you right out of there.
So they do all of that, yeah, and they win 14 games. Some people are arguing, actually lots of people on the NFL Network are arguing, they are the most complete team in football, the most consistent team in football, all of these things.
These here Patriots?
Yep. People love these Patriots. But
yes,
they have a big game on Sunday night. And if we go back to 2021, people like Ted Johnson, people like the computers, they loved the Patriots that year too.
Uh-huh.
Right up until that team went on the road as a wild card team to Buffalo and got curb stomped. And I'm not saying it to any players in particular, just describing it that way. They got their asses whooped by Josh Allen and company,
mm-hmm,
and changed the perception of that season and kind of derailed all the momentum moving forward. Everything fell apart after that. So let's fast forward here 5 years. Now we have a 14-win team that is at home, which some would say adds more pressure. Oh, you're the 2 seed? You're at home? You're one of the top 4 teams in all of football based on the seeding. In the old days, you would have had a bye?
Better not lose this.
That's the question. If they lose this game, does it alter the way you feel about this season? Or is it already a success? Are you playing with house money? You know, is this gravy? Is this a cherry? Whatever you want to call this. Or are they so good that, yeah, it's great that you accomplished all that, but you put yourself in position to win. And we also know, lurking in the corners of the internet, corners of podcasts, are guys like Cam Newton. And if you think I take a good victory lap, Fitzy,
mm-hmm,
if the Patriots fall on their face Sunday night,
you does.
Cam Newton gonna take an Olympic style victory lap over your New England Patriots, calling them frauds and soft schedules. So the question is simple for you.
I like simple questions.
Do they need to win on Sunday night to validate the season, to quiet the critics, the fraud talk, or is this all gravy? It's already been a ridiculous success. Nothing. Mm-hmm. Could undo the goodness that they've done.
That is correct.
That is where you feel.
That is exactly how I feel.
Even if they get smoked?
Well, get it. That'll be a shame.
What if it's 40-7, just like last time the Chargers played?
Oh, you mean the curb stomping that, yep, you talked to Marcus Jones about?
That would be awkward if we talked to him. Marcus, you know how I said you got curb stomped last year? You got curb stomped last night. How did that happen?
Also, Marcus, you're not contractually obligated to make this call in defeat, so. But thanks for calling in. We just wanted to remind you of the curb stomping. No. First, if they lose on Sunday night, they won't get curb stomped. And I don't think that they're going to throttle the Chargers by any stretch either. But no, in no way, shape, or form. It'll be a shame that in a year where there is no clear favorite to win the Super Bowl, it'll be a bummer that when there isn't a front runner or any unstoppable team that they weren't able to get out of the wild card round. But you're going up against an awesome coach, a really good quarterback who, yes, does have a little bit of a disability with the broken hand, a fundamentally sound defense. They're more experienced than you. You have the better record. They played the tougher schedule. I think on paper, these two teams are wildly evenly matched. I think they are a great throwdown for a wild card weekend game. And if you happen to come up with the short end of the stick Sunday, but you put your best foot forward, you can't say that turning around 4-13 to 14-3 with the optimistic future, badass schedule that they face next year in hand is a failure and that this whole season is a dud? Hell no.
But wait, we're already seeing it. Did you see the graphic this week when Pete Carroll got fired? Wins against teams above 500 or whatever. Same. Each had one or whatever that was. Like that.
Okay, and how many teams did Pete Carroll's go up against that had losing records or were 500 or very mid? And
yeah,
did
they
get
terrible.
Throttled by?
They were
an awful.
But they beat you?
What are you? But your eye. Yes, that was week one. We're going to go.
Oh, week
Andy,
one doesn't count?
We well, no, there's,
season,
Andy,
week three.
There's 18 weeks, right? There are 18 weeks.
Yeah.
So when you play 18 holes of golf, usually you're given one mulligan.
Sure.
Right? Okay, so that was the mulligan.
Oh, NFL mulligans are back. Yeah, I love
absolutely.
It.
Oh, that's the name of our new podcast, by the way.
Somebody should tell
when
John
six
Harbaugh.
Rings is done.
Because if he used his mulligan on that
18
game
seasons,
that got him eliminated, he'd be back.
Or if he took a mulligan on this season, he'd probably be back for 19. No, there's no way that this is a failure. There's no way that this is a failure. You have such a bright, optimistic,
I didn't say
rosy
failure,
future.
By the way. Does it change the way you feel about
no.
it? I don't think
no.
anyone will
no.
argue the season's a failure. Because even if you're the king of the dip poos, you just beat up on all the other bad teams in the NFL.
You're the best of the worst.
That's literally what Mike Vrabel asked you to be. Take advantage of bad football.
Yes.
Let other teams lose. Even if that's what you settle on for the description of the 2025 Patriots, that's an accomplishment. Because last year, you were the dip poos. You were just the worst of the worst.
Is there a level below that? Because I think that's where they were last year.
It might have been below the dip poos. You were looking up to the dip poos. All of that. So this season, but does it change the way you feel? Do you lose any momentum? Does it alter the perception of what was established and solidified? That's what's going to be called into question. No one's going to say failure. I mean, you have to be a
You're right. Asshat out there is going to. As a matter of fact, while I will look forward to each and every...
Actually, the 781 is the most recent text. If they lose Sunday night, absolute failure. That didn't take long.
See, you honk. Honk this. I don't even work for the team anymore. I don't have to carry water for anybody. So if you lose on Sunday...
That is as big a statement as... I don't work for the team anymore. I don't know if that's as dramatic a statement as you thought it was.
I don't work for... Well, anymore.
I don't carry their water anymore.
I used to have to. Now I don't have to. I'm a free man, damn it. I'll say what I want. If you lose on Sunday... But it's a really good game. In fact, as much as I would look forward to each and every possible playoff game down the line up to hopefully at least an AFC championship, that's my hope, want, and wish, to at least get an AFC championship game out of this. But if you lose in the wild card round, but you look good, to me, the excitement for, okay, look what they did with a team that we all thought was somewhere between 7 and 10 or 10 and 7 worthy, or if in Brian Hoyer's case, somewhere between 8 and 11 wins. Now,
12 as he remembers it.
With a 12 ceiling. At no point did he say that, but that's fine. We love Brian Hoyer. I'll be so excited for the offseason. I'll already be so excited for the draft. I'll enjoy the playoffs, but they will get right to work looking at their deficiencies, looking at the things, looking at the ways that they can improve the team. Even with a harder schedule next year, next year's team will be better.
Okay, so I missed a text when I was focusing on the absolute failure one. The first one that came in on this topic, the 401, it's a must win for a million reasons.
Rhode Island with, by
must
the way,
win.
Of the different area codes,
edgy.
401 always with the edgiest takes.
Yeah, absolutely.
What is it about?
It's a little state. They got little state syndrome. I know that. Little man syndrome is what everybody accuses me of. That's why I have
LMS.
So they have little state syndrome down there. But I do also think you could probably spin it as a positive. What if you get waxed? That's the other thing you've left out. You've kind of painted this picture of if they lose,
I don't think they get
it's
waxed.
28-27. Well, but what if they lose 35-10?
That would be unfortunate.
Is that a failure?
Everybody. Yeah.
Is that the F word? You said unfortunate.
Oh, Sunday night would be a failure. Sunday night would be a failure.
But not
but
the year.
No.
Okay.
No.
I don't know. I sort of agree with you. I think what will happen there is we do the post-game show 11:30 to 2 a.m. Please tune in. Six Rings post-game show. Call, commiserate, celebrate.
1 o'clock hour, by the way, is technically safe harbor.
Okay, well, we can say whatever the hell we want then. And I think it's going to be disappointment, reaction, rash, emotional. And then...
Should have made more moves at the trade deadline. That'll be coming up.
When we go on the air 12 hours later for our regular shift at 2 p.m., we're doing the 2-2 thing, I think there will be a little bit more reason from us. It'll be a little bit more... Well, it really was actually a great year. We came a long way.
I told you, of the hundreds of fans that I spoke to last Sunday, Andy, they all said the same thing. It was easier to enjoy this season because we came into it with such lower expectations. My hopes were in the toilet.
Such a great story.
My hopes were in the toilet drain. You know what? I was actually going to ask you a nice question, but you know what? You can go in timeout corner, Stanley. You know what you did, and you deserve it. Hello, afternoon, Dan. How are you?
Great story, Fitzy.
Okay, you know what? You too. Turn both of your microphones off. For Zoko, you're promoted. Okay. But they all said the same damn thing. Like, my hopes were in the toilet. I had no expectations. This year has been, like, worry-free. It's been a joyride. I feel like the real hard work starts next year.
But, I think you've moved the goalposts, or you've altered the standards, right? Like, let's look at college football.
Well, people have
where
done
nothing
that
is more dramatic year-to-year than college football. Mendoza arrives at Indiana. Like, somewhere in the season,
Boy, he
becomes
getting a ball
MVP,
wash now, by the way.
And he becomes a Heisman winner and a Heisman candidate.
Did you know his name 6 months ago?
If he exactly. But now I do, because now he's going to be a first-round pick. And if he goes out and falls on his face in the next playoff game, that's a failure. Yep. That's just the reality. He's put himself
the game
in
or
a
the
position
season?
To fail. The game, the season to some degree.
How can it be a failure? Like, because he knocked off Ohio State. They had a perfect record and he won the Heisman. That's not a failure.
If you qualify for the Olympics and then run the slowest time of your life, that's a failure.
If you hit your head on the diving board, yes, it's a failure. But you made the GD Olympics.
Yeah, and somewhere, you know, when you sit down with a coffee and a grandkid in 40 years, you can acknowledge that. But for the immediacy...
I'd hope I'd at least get a free sub or a beer out of it back
The story
home.
Of this team is that it's actually put itself in position that losing a playoff game will be a failure to some.
They're victims of their own success.
100%.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll tell you
how good they are.
Let me tell you a failure, Andy, was the Patriots of 2010, who went 14-2. Tom Brady won MVP that season. He won MVP in 3 years. The Patriots did not win the Super Bowl in all three of those years, which is why I couldn't give a flying Foxborough's fun bag about Drake May winning MVP this year. They go into the divisional round coming off of a bye in 2010, 14-2. Their most recent matchup against the Jets, a Monday Night Football game that they won 45-3, and it wasn't even that close. And what do? Spit the bit, pee down their leg, and get beaten by the Jets. That, to me, sir, was a failure. This would not be nearly the same kind of failure.
617-779-7937. If the Patriots lose to the Chargers on Sunday night at Gillette Stadium, is it disappointing? Obviously. At the very least, it has to be disappointing. But does it alter the way you look at the entirety of the season beyond just that game? Is it a failure for this team? Have they put themselves in position that if the 2 seed loses to the 7 seed in the cold in Foxborough, it's a failure? 617-779-7937. Let's work in some early phone calls. Let's go to, you said it, they have little state syndrome. Let's go to Tom in Rhode Island. What's up, Tom?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good.
First off, I don't have little state syndrome because I'm about to be positive for you guys, so I'm going to get this negative connotation about Rhode Island guys out of the way.
Awesome.
I'm going to say this season, no matter what happens on Sunday, is a smashing success because, like you guys have been saying all season, everyone's been saying the off season before this, they weren't going to win more than 8 games. That was what people thought. Maybe 8 games, maybe 9 games. They are 14-3. They won the AFC East. They're heading into the playoffs with home field advantage. They're the number 2 seed in the AFC. They have a culture. They're a destination for all stars during the offseason. People are jealous. They want to be part of it. They've got the diva out of Diggs. He's a big locker room guy now. Everyone loves him. I would say the culture, the way that the season has gone, the wins, Vrabel, everything, Drake May, I would say it's a 10 out of 10 success no matter the outcome on Sunday. Will I be disappointed? Yes. Will I cry and maybe call out of work on Monday? Yes.
Attaboy.
But I will definitely consider this season a success.
Thanks for the call, Tom.
He's such a homer. He's such a homer.
That's by the way, we've kind of glossed over that. Monday is going to be a groggy one.
Yeah,
because, and not just for us, because
for everybody.
One way or another.
68,000 people at Gillette that have to drive home in the traffic.
How many call-outs are there going to be across the region?
Have they done that funny little the social media letter where, hey, Ba, you like the letter?
No, they'll probably put it on. That'll be out tomorrow.
That'll be on the Patriots. So I want to ask you a question. Tom Curran, I loved the way he described this yesterday with Jones and Keefe. Curran, who we'll talk to on Thursday, as we do
3:30.
He said the playoffs and the regular season are similar to college, when you have half your grade is all the work during the semester, and then there's a final exam that is the other half of your grade. There are college classes that do that, right? Mm-hmm. So you can get A's. You did all the assignments, all the homework. You did that oral presentation. You knocked it out of the park. You did all that. You have a heading into the final. You fail the final.
Was that
a successful semester or a failed semester?
Why did I fail the final if I had an A all year?
How the hell would I know?
Boy, I guess.
Because the pressure of taking the final was something you weren't prepared for.
Right.
Well, then shame on me and the people surrounding me to allow me to prepare so poorly.
Or the test was more than you expected.
Yeah. Okay, but then you balance that out. Let's say you get an A all season and or semester long. You get a D on the final. You put them together. What's that, like a B-? Is that a failure?
It's not a failure, but it's a disappointment.
That's correct. That's exactly what Sunday would be, Dan.
You see how he repackaged that, though? He avoided the failure. If you actually failed the final, he said, well, if you just get a D on the final.
If you fail still, then you take the F and the A and you get a C. Please don't save that drop. Right? The C a failure? No, it's fine. It's acceptable.
And you go home
to
your parents and you're like, I failed my final in biology. You did what now? Have an A in that class? What the hell happened?
I was high as a kite.
Exactly. Like, there's going to be serious questions had using that little story, that little comparison.
Uh-huh.
And I like that comparison. I think that's what this is. This is your final exam, the postseason. And not that you have to ace the
postseason. Not a failure, a disappointment.
Unless you fail the final and lose
40-7. Do you really believe that? Are you just putting that out there?
Do I think it's an impossibility you could lose?
Get smoked?
I do not think it's an impossibility.
Think getting smoked is on the table?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's on the table in every game in the NFL. That virtually
just going
every
game, forward now?
Virtually every game that's played could go poorly for one team. Very, very poorly. And
so
these
the
two
Rams,
teams, you just said it, are
the
even
Rams
matched,
could
right?
get smoked Saturday.
That's not a great example of that being likely, but we saw the team they're playing actually lived that life, right? They lived the get smoked, then smoke the Bills, then get smoked. Like, they were as inconsistent a team as there was in the NFL in the middle of the season.
Want to hear a great story? The Panthers actually beat the Rams earlier this season.
Dan Ball?
And not for nothing, you kind of had two JV warm-ups for your playoff challenge that you have coming up. So I, at least seeing an extended nap out of the Patriots, so to speak, wouldn't be the craziest thing in the world.
I mean, Brian Hoyer told us that Bill Belichick spent 30 minutes telling the Patriots that Justin Herbert was the next Dan Marino. So that's the talent, the quarterback that you're facing. And they are healthier than they've been with Hampton and the two-headed monster in the backfield. Now, not at tackle. They can still use their 26th offensive line, conglomerate, put it all together. I don't know how you can have that many in 17 games.
Andy, they would move heaven and earth for Verdarian Lowe, put it that way.
That is true. Maybe you can trade him before the game. They have big play receivers in Johnston. They have your guy in Ladd McConkey. Mm-hmm. Derwin James can change a game. You're going to tell me he couldn't pick off a pass and be dancing in your end zone under a lighthouse?
Did you
like, oh my God, 21-point swing, we're porked.
Mike Vrabel's presser today at 1:10 p.m. was standard issue Vrabel all the way through, except he opened in very Belichick, Louding, Ed Reed style talk. He loves him some Derwin James.
I mean, he's one of the best defensive players in football. So there are reasons to believe, and I don't like. There's some negativity on the Patriots that we gloss over. The run defense, is that good or is that bad? I don't know. It's been up and down.
You got Milt Williams back. It'll be elite.
What if you turn the ball over? Like, we've pretended they don't turn the ball over anymore, but it's still a young quarterback. It's still a running back with a history of fumbling problems. So if the couple turnovers in there, boom, all of a sudden you have a snowball going in the wrong direction.
Let me tell you one thing we all should be looking forward to in this show today, and it's not just Ted in at three. It's not just the three-point stance. It's not just Adam Schefter at 3:45. It's the injury report. I, for one, am very, very interested in the status of the Landrys, and especially Robert Spillane.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think
he's a difference maker on that defense.
He's fine. I mean, it's not like you're waiting for Myles Garrett to arrive off the injury report.
Fine. You start the season saying he's overrated. Middle of the season, when he's in proper form, you're like, he's awesome. He's now you're back to, I'm
not sure I ever said awesome.
Pretty sure he said awesome.
I think he's pretty good. The 8-4-3 said the final is 75% of the grade in this case. So that's a person that says you need to win in the playoffs to have a successful season. 617-779-7937. Continue to take your phone calls. Do the Patriots need to win to validate themselves, validate the season, or is it already a stunning success? Up next, I want to talk up matchups, because I think there's some interesting strength versus strength matchups in this game, but as well as some weakness versus weakness matchups in this game. Which would you rather win? The strength versus strength matchup, the weakness versus weakness matchup, does it matter? We'll talk about that next with your phone call, 617-779-7937. And remember, 3:45, we'll talk to Adam Schefter about the NFL coaching carousel.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So,
and I just don't think New England offensively has dealt with a defense like this one. Really good edge rushers. Derwin's outstanding. Speed at the linebacker position.
Oh, yeah.
Coverage that's very good. Well coached. And so I can see Herbert and the Chargers. I don't know where I stand pick-wise yet, but I think that's a really interesting game.
I like that deep voice in the background there with Dan Orlovsky. It's like the guy from Boys to Men Stiz. I knew what you were doing, baby. I just didn't care.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Come along and ride.
But Orlovsky did touch on something I wanted to bring up before we get back to your phone calls. 617-779-7937. Uh-huh. So we know that the Patriots have a good offense. You have Drake May. He might win the MVP. You can throw the ball. Suddenly, you can run the ball at an elite level. You have a good offense. Your offensive line is as healthy as it's been all year. You have a good offense. Oh, by the way, they have a really good defense. So that matchup is strength versus strength, right? And we'll see. You know, the Patriots have played, despite what you hear about the schedule, the Patriots have played some pretty damn good defenses this year, and this is another on that list. I think they're up to that challenge. I think that's going to be a fun back and forth.
What storyline would you like to jettison from the plane before we get to Sunday, by the way? Because I think if I have to hear anything else about, like, oh, they're just brought it to their schedule, like, so?
Then you really need them to win on Sunday, because if they don't win on Sunday, that's going to travel right on into the offseason.
It's going to start in January, and it's going to end in September.
Yes, sir. But on the other side of it, you have, we all know that they lost Rashawn Slater, Joe Alt. Their tackles are gone. 56 sacks, I believe, for Justin Herbert, and he didn't even play last game. He's already got the broken hand. If you watched the Houston game a couple weeks ago, it was literally like jailbreak every snap. He's running for his life. He's trying to make plays with his legs,
and
throwing the
run. And yet
still
the kicker cost them the game.
Absolutely. And the Patriots really don't look like they can take advantage of that. You're not the Houston pass rush by any means, obviously. I don't even know if you're an average pass rush. I think you're a below average pass rush. So the Chargers probably look at it, our biggest weakness, you can't take advantage of, as Orlovsky said. Or are you right?
Isn't that what DMac also sort of said? Harold Landry comes back.
Does he change that? You're, you know, anxious to see him on the field. Could he go out there and be this sort of wild card impact player? And I also philosophically wonder, would a coach like Bill Belichick, would he rather win the strength battle or the weakness battle?
Probably both.
Yeah, I know. Which would he rather win?
Oh, the weakness battle.
Yeah, I mean,
he wants to. And I think Vrabel would love to do the same. Vrabel would probably think, if I can get one, if my weak point, the pass rush, can get one past them, their offensive line, advantage us.
Yeah, and this, I also think the scheme. We may see some scheme rushes. You know, we had our Marcus Jones sack last week. Some of that?
I wouldn't be surprised if we see it again.
If you can't beat them with your skill and physicality, you don't have a Myles Garrett or one of those guys, well, we'll scheme it up, Zach Corso. Interesting matchups on both sides of the ball there. 617-779-7937. Let's go back to the phone lines. Let's go to Russ in Connecticut about the Patriots failing the exam. What's up, Russ?
Andy, in regard to your failing the test if they lose.
Yes.
What if they lose and they fail the test and then they find out that the professor marked on a curve? Fitzy, explain that to Andy, will you please?
All right. Thanks for the call, Russ. Can you explain that to me, Fitzy?
What am I explaining to you again?
If they lose in a deep voice, but then they find out the professor graded on a curve.
That's exactly how we would approach our postmortem of the season. It would be graded on a curve.
Okay, explain that to me, because I'm not sure I totally understand what you're talking about.
That if they lose on Sunday, it doesn't necessarily mean they lost for the entire season. They just weren't good enough on that particular day to take advantage of not bad football played by a good team in your house.
Yes, Dan Ball?
I would argue that the grading should be done in a negative perspective, where if you're looking at it from a full season, where they were at the beginning of the year versus now, okay, yeah, it's been a success, obviously, but
all right,
you've moved the goalposts on yourself. So the grade should be knocked down a little bit based on the level of success you now have and how weak we know the AFC is.
And
so
also,
I think that knocks the grade down.
Do we have to think of them differently now? Can we not think of them as a team that surprised us and has more wins than we would have thought? Like, do we have to think of them as a 14-win season, 14-win team?
You are what your record says you are. That's Parcellian lingo. Yeah, no, they've won all year. They won 10 in a row.
All right.
They've got the MVP. Like,
then if you lose Sunday, it's all a failure.
They're
shame on you.
Seed, right? They're playing at home. Right. Like, the NFL has dubbed them one of their elite teams by the system that they have in place.
They gave them the primetime game Sunday night.
And Dan Ball, to sort of piggyback off your point, isn't the whole idea in teaching building toward the end of the year? Like, it's a process where you get better and prepare for the big picture takeaway.
Yeah.
And then you send that student off into the next level, right? Like, I did my work as a professor through the totality of preparing them to have a full handle on the topic, right?
Yeah, every quiz prepares you for the test. Every test prepares you for the midterm prepares you for the final, all that kind of stuff.
Right. But did they ever play a team as tough as the Chargers all season?
A full team. I mean, the Bills and the Ravens.
Just week five. I would say the week five Bills, who came in 4-0.
Yeah.
Were probably the toughest. And they had to turn the ball over several times, and you kicked the last second field goal. So
Tampa at the time, I'd argue they were in a pretty good spot when you played them. And I feel like you could also go unit by unit, where you played defense, pass rush. You know, you did well against Myles Garrett. You handled, I think, the Falcons were the best pass defense at the time. The
yep.
Bills were the best run defense. Like, individual challenges, you faced all of those.
But
yeah.
I think this is the best combo of a defense and a quarterback. Obviously, the offensive line's a wild card here for them and how that plays. But if you say marrying up a really good defense with a high-end top 5 to 8 quarterback, this is the biggest challenge they face. And then if you want to roll in the coach, what you think of the coach, if you think this is going to be one of the better coach teams you're going to face. But it's also supposed to be, right? You're in the playoffs. Everybody's supposed to be good in the playoffs, not named Carolina maybe because they have a sub-500 record. But this is the idea. You prepare to play your best. That's what every coach will tell you, right? You got to play your best game when it matters the most. Well, it matters the most on Sunday night. You better play your best game because the Chargers are planning on playing theirs.
So I think I've landed on it. It depends on how you lose. If you get pumped and the reason you do it is because you've regressed on every area where you thought you made progress, you made mistakes, you took the naps, you started slow, gave up a score on the first drive, all the things that it seemed like your quizzes and tests were kind of working out of your game
yep.
as the season went along, then I think I land on this may have all been for naught. Or most been for naught.
Yeah, I kind of agree.
It's hard to say the word failure, though, man. It really is.
How
given
can
where
this
we
be
start.
For naught? You've created like, but you have sown the seeds of a new winning culture in Foxborough.
You nailed it perfectly, Dan. Not a failure, but a disappointment.
Yes, yeah. you're allowed to be disappointed that A, you got bumped from the playoffs, and you know, I hate to say it, 13 out of 14 teams are going to finish the playoffs disappointed at one juncture or another, one way, shape, or form. Will the season ultimately be disappointing? No, I still say no. Sunday will be the disappointment. The season cannot be a disappointment when all we did was live in the depths of disappointment for the last 3 years.
And I do think, Dan, how it plays out really does matter significantly. It's like that's a big part of, because if it's like, you know, Allen versus Mahomes and the last guy with the ball wins this game 42-38 and you're like, well, we gave it all we had. Were we as talented as them? I don't know. You know, did we needed to do it differently and get the ball last type of thing? But if Ramondre fumbles, if, you know, the defense
don't put that
is evil
out there, Andy.
Chunk runs, if you're just getting pushed around in the middle of the offensive line.
And like, what about the most important factor? What if the pressure of being in his first playoff game gets to Drake May for the first time this season? I'm not saying that it's likely to happen, but it is the one thing that we cannot say he has faced anything remotely similar to this.
Correct.
He's seen prime time, he's played good teams, and he's performed well opposite good quarterbacks. But put all of that together with the pressure of playing a home playoff game, too, versus packing your identity and going on the road where you're supposed to be the underdog.
Yes, and Justin Herbert faces some of those same questions about being able to win in the postseason, play well in the postseason, but he has built-in excuses. He's flying across the country from his nice warm dome to 30-degree Foxborough. Like, right there, it's built in, maybe why you came up short. Drake May, you're at home, right? You're comfortable, although based on this season, at home gives you a better chance to lose. The three losses you had came at home. You were a road team. But you're right. Like, the Drake May factor, he can tell us that this isn't the biggest game of his life because the next game is always the biggest game.
To which I say a very North Carolina word, poppycock.
I hope he doesn't actually believe that. I hope he
doesn't.
Well,
this is the next game.
No, I know, but it's also by far the
biggest
game of his
life. Thank you very much, Stanley.
So it is the most important game.
Whoa, but does he think it's going to feel the same?
Easy, Socrates, back there with all that philosophy.
Does he think it's going to feel the same? Because if so, he's going to lose. If he's going out there expecting this to feel like week four at 1 o'clock or something, then he's going to lose because it is going to feel different. There is going to be a different energy in the stadium.
I got to tell you, from the dialogue, people, thank God we've had a few more positive-minded callers. From the Twitch stream, texters, there is a lot of waiting for the other shoe to drop slash, yeah, this will be a failure discussion going on. Like, is there a general mindset throughout New England and Patriots Nation right now that they're going to lose Sunday?
Well, sometimes.
Or is there anxiety?
Is there a sense of too good to be true with these Patriots?
A little bit.
Okay. Well, usually when things are too good to be true, they're not true. You find out later, whatever. And that feels like that could be coming. Yes, Dan Ball.
I think a lot of Patriots fans believe more of the fool's gold argument than they're willing to actually tell you.
They don't want to go public with it because that's going to make them sound like bad fans.
That's right. There's a lot of people who have been waiting all season for the metaphorical other cleat to drop on this team.
Yep. Deep down in places, they didn't talk about it. Their holiday parties and their Christmas parties. Yep. They're like, Cam might be on to something. We haven't really played.
But instead, it's more fun to be out in public saying, like, this Drake May kid's the new Brady. I love him. Vrabel's invincible.
MVP, coach of the year, 14-3. Just yell it. Just yell it back to Cam Newton. He's going to yell at you. Don't listen to him. Just yell back the record, the MVP, and the coach of the year. 617-779-7937. Let's go to Marcus in the car. What's up, Marcus?
Hey guys, what's up? Thanks for taking the call. So I'm actually, you guys kind of just touched on it just a little bit in terms of the why of Sunday's results that I was curious about. You know, you kind of putting it out there with like, you know, possible mistakes in our case that could lose us a game, like turnovers. But then another thing being like, you know, leaving the game up to the refs, putting in their hands and like a bad call at the end of the game, anything like that. But also on top of that, you know, injuries, if a key injury happened and how that would result in the, you know, the win or, you know, God forbid the loss Sunday. And also I heard, you know, the little concern about the Drake May, you know, first playoff game thing too. I really think he's built a good tolerance to adversity, like you guys just said, with facing one of the best secondaries in Atlanta earlier this year. But also to me, having the poise he did taking five sacks from the scariest man in the league, Myles Garrett, I think he's kind of built that tolerance, and on top of that, winning in a hostile environment like Buffalo when they were still hot and all that. So I'm pretty optimistic about this week, and I just wanted to hear what you guys thought about, you know, the why of, you know, Sunday's result.
Thanks for the call, Marcus. Yeah, the why, first of all, if you lose the game, don't get beat as much as you kind of lose if penalties are a problem, if missed kicks are, like, warts have been around all year long, right? At various points has been little warts that we've talked about, but just kind of glossed over in victory?
Yes, there have been, but wouldn't you rather lose as in, wouldn't you rather get beat as in you played your best and they came up a measure better than you, as opposed to losing like, oh wow, seven false starts, three holds,
100%.
Two interceptions and a blocked field goal?
And that's the Allen Mahomes shootout. Like if it's a Herbert May shootout and up and down the field and points and playmaking, because you don't, the other thing could happen too is it could just get ugly. Maybe you actually do get pressure on Justin Herbert, and you deflect a couple, and he's turning the ball over. But then Ramondre, you know what I mean? That's also a plausible possibility with these teams. They have warts, too. Have we been through this? Like, the Chargers are not perfect. Nobody's perfect. They're actually the seventh seed. They're the lowest seed in the playoffs for
pretty good
the AFC.
Pretty good seventh seed, though.
They are, and that's why you're playing the biggest game of the season. 617-779-7937. Continue to take your phone calls on the Patriots. Big game Sunday night. How big is it going to affect the way you feel about this season in total? Would you call it a failure if they lose to the Chargers, or too much success already? It's already been a great season. 617-779-7937. Up next, the Bruins played Seattle, and they gave up a touchdown Their goalie, their franchise goalie, Jeremy Swayman, was at it again. We talk about it next here on WWE.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
PEI.
We're very immature. I can tell you that. And that's what all happened today. They didn't do anything. They went back in their zone. They stopped. They went up and down the ice. And we made the mistakes. And, of course, penalties hurt us again from all of them. So, and then all of a sudden you give up, 2 points here, who we definitely should have grabbed it today. And that's the most frustrating and disappointing part of it.
My guy, Marco Sturm, coach of the Bruins, talking about a 7-4 loss that was a 2-2 game until it was a 6-2 game. Quickly, what? That escalated.
That got out of hand quickly.
A little bit.
Hey, by the way, your guy's not so great lately. Bruins 22-19-2?
Yeah, they...
What's going on?
Closer to the bottom of the standings than the top. Remember when they were a playoff team? Remember they were the top of the Atlantic?
That was more fun.
Dan Ball, what's happening?
The roster is playing like the talent that they have on the roster, gentlemen. They were out kicking their coverage at the beginning of the season. This is what the Boston Bruins were supposed to be this year. They're playing up to their talent
right
now.
So is it a failure or is it a disappointment?
it was a failure of a previous regime, and it's just Correct. The recognition that you're in the midst of a retool right now. This is what you're supposed to sell at the deadline. You're supposed to pick it near the top of the draft. That's what this year of Bruins hockey was supposed to be.
I don't know if anybody told Marco Sturm that. Did you hear the man's emotion in his voice? He doesn't like losing, and he certainly doesn't think his team should be losing. He doesn't have your mentality. What do you want me to do? Remember Ron Renicki when he's like, who'd you want me to pitch? That's all I got. I got nothing else. Like, that was like a guy resigned to his role.
Yeah.
Marco Sturm doesn't sound like that. Marco Sturm thinks he's playing to make the playoffs, playing to be a playoff caliber team.
Ron Renicki had legitimately the worst roster the Red Sox may have ever fielded.
I know. It was like they were pulling guys off the street to pitch that night. But my point is Dan Ball is sort of describing you are not as good as your record has been over the first half of the season, right?
Like, correct.
You played above sea level, so to speak. But my question is,
yeah.
Go back to, you could argue that, and you've had some ups and downs. Pasta scored a couple goals last night. Pasta's good. You've had Morgan Geeky break out. He's great. The goaltender. The goaltender gave up he gave up six goals.
Six.
Sorry. The seventh was an empty netter. But sometimes when he's in net, it feels like an empty net. What the hell's going on? Why does he stink again?
Well, I included your favorite note if you look at the rundown today.
I love this.
Games with, why don't you share that with the audience? Because I know this is your favorite Swayman stat.
This is the favorite stat we keep track of on the show. Jeremy Swayman has allowed five or more goals in six games this season. That would be six versus the Vegas Knights, Ottawa 7, Detroit 5, Minnesota 6, Montreal 6, and Seattle 6. And Dan Ball writes and counts.
Oh, that was copied from Twitter.
Wait a second. So hold on. He's given up five or more goals. Like, how is that starting goaltender play, let alone elite goaltender, or what's he making, $8.25 million?
Yeah, that's right.
He
probably balances it out with a lot of shutouts, right? Like you're one of those hot and cold, like big play. You know those corners that live off the interceptions?
Oh, it's so funny.
Did you get his shutouts?
Right here beneath that in the Dan Ball rundown, it says zero shutouts this year.
Oh.
Z-E-R-O.
Oh, zero. But he does have foul balls that are called eight games with one goal allowed, so... He's almost 500 there. Not really.
Is this where somebody comes in and goes, you guys don't know anything about hockey. It's all in the defense.
There's something to that, but I've landed on something else. I've landed on something else. So Jeremy Swayman making his fourth appearance in 7 days this season. 0-2-1 record, 16 goals allowed on 78 shots. That's a .795 save percentage.
Yikes.
Which is not NHL, not AHL. Not even really ECHL.
I feel like you could put one of those blow-up goalies in there and they might have that save percentage.
The Bruins need to recognize that Swayman was at his best when he didn't have a backup. He had a 1B to his 1A. And Jonas Korpisalo has become unplayable right now. So of all the roster issues that they have currently, Andy, to your point, if you're trying to salvage this year as a wild card season, you need to address the backup goaltending situation. You need somebody who can play at least a game to every one of Swayman's two or something like that. And I just don't think they trust anybody other than Swayman, and you're seeing him wear out right in front of your eyes.
And this was part of the talk all along, 55 games, right? They both wanted to play 55 games a couple years ago, so something's got to give,
yeah,
and give him the money, and he's going to become the 55-game goalie, and now you're telling me he doesn't have what it takes to deal with the rigors of that. That's accurate?
Yeah, that's right. I think he's a 50-ish game goalie during the regular season.
Like a 52-30 split, maybe?
Something like, probably even a little bit less, which is sad to say given how much money he makes, but
that's insane. I mean, they pay Korpisalo $3 million, correct?
Yeah, and you need to send him somewhere quick. There are goaltending needs, but, I mean, he's not an asset right now. You have two guys in the AHL that are playing better than Korpisalo, and you need to bail out Swayman a little
bit. So I signed him to play 55 games a season at $8+ million. You're telling me he probably should play closer to 50, just below 50 games a season.
Yes.
So a little bit, 10% reduction in playtime.
I'm not going to sit here and tell you they did the right thing with the contract.
So
Andy,
I'm sure
you're looking for.
No, but I'm sure he'll give back 10% of his pay.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, the $8 million will take $800K off. We'll shave that down to seven. It only seems fair. If you want to play less than we expected when we paid you, then we'll pay you
less than we expected. This is a great idea. Refundable salaries.
Yeah.
I've never heard something so progressive in professional sports. If you don't play up to it, you owe ownership back a portion of the salary.
Reverse incentives.
Robbing them at gunpoint.
Absolutely. All right. The Bruins are scuffling a little bit. Dan Ball tells us they're just kind of settling into who they are. Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, it's 3 o'clock. Ted Johnson's in the house. We're all here. It is time for our three-point stances. And I'm going to tell you, we've spent a lot of time on the Patriots and Drake May, Mike Vrabel, even Justin Herbert and company. There is one man that I think faces more pressure than anyone in the National Football League as the playoffs get underway this weekend. I'll tell you who that is next in my three-point stance.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.